This is Joanna Schrader reporting from Commodity Plaza for Domestic Fuel. I'm here with Susan Sloan, who's with the American Wind Energy Association. Susan, you have had a great growth curve the last couple years. We have a new administration in office, and there's been a lot of talk about what's going to happen with wind moving forward. Can you tell me a little bit about some past successes and where you see the future of wind going?
Sure, yes. We had the biggest year that we have ever had in 2008, with more than 8,000 megawatts being installed across the country. That's a lot of wind, and we've had more and more people getting into this industry. We've seen a lot of new manufacturing that has been has come online, representing thousands of jobs working in the wind industry. And so 2008 was really a banner year for this industry. 2009 is not going to be as big because, like everybody, we're in this credit crunch. But we do see a bright future going forward. We were fortunate to have some provisions in the stimulus package come through, which will help get the wind industry moving strong. And we see no shortage of electricity demand. So we are looking forward at kind of what are the next things that are really going to help the industry grow.
Well, it's my understanding that there is a lot of, you know, a year ago it would take you months in order to get, you know, enough turbines to build a farm. But yet today there seems to be a little bit of excess to the economy. And I think with the new economic stimulus packages are going to hopefully open up the credit market again. Do you foresee that, you know, maybe as the year progresses or towards the end of the year, that excess will be gone and you'll be moving again into a waiting period?
Well, I think the good news is there are turbines available. So for those projects that are ready to move forward, and there are quite a few projects ready to move forward, those turbines are available. And we're also still seeing, you know, people who are in the manufacturing sector who are interested in getting into the industry and retooling and building new turbines, building more and more of those turbines right here. We're estimating that at least half of the turbines, and these are the 8,000 components that go into every wind turbine, at least half of that is manufactured already in the United States. And so we're looking at really increasing that with all of the interest that we're seeing in those, especially in those states where they have excess manufacturing capacity. They're looking at, you know, how do we retool? How do we get into this industry that's really growing, that has a very bright future? So those things are all going to continue to pick up. We've had very good signals coming out of Washington. I mentioned the stimulus package, but we're also looking at, you know, how do we build that transmission grid that can help move wind power from the windy areas and the windy rural areas that really need that infusion of economic development that wind can bring to the load centers where people really need more electricity.
Right. Can you tell, you know, I think a lot of people are probably unclear with how the transmission grid actually works. Can you give our listeners and our readers a little bit of a background on how that works and how and what you're doing to make sure that wind can become a component of that?
Sure. The transmission system really has built up over many decades very organically, but you could also say in a very balkanized way, in that the barriers or the decisions or the perimeters of each little transmission system is set according to the utility that's there, according to the state, according to other regional authorities. And it's very difficult to move transmission between any of those two areas. And so there's a lot of those political barriers and just decisions that have to be made on how do you move transmission across several of those political areas to get from a windy state to a population dense state, and so those are the kind of things that we are really talking about right now. Is there's a benefit to everybody if we can get more competitively priced, clean, renewable energy into our load centers. And, you know, it brings a lot of price stability if we can do that. It's clean, it's carbon neutral. But we have to figure out these political issues around moving power and building a big grid. You know, this is a big vision to put in large power lines that are going to be more efficient, It's more cost effective to envision it all at once and put in a big power line versus a whole network of smaller ones, you know, as needed. And so we're really trying to look at where are we going to have the power, where are we going to generate the power, and where are we going to use the power. And that's the vision that we're talking about.
But I think, you know, from an outsider, it's important to note for those people who are either in the wind industry or, as you mentioned, are looking at getting to an industry that's going to continue to grow, that the American Wind Energy Association is actually working in Washington, D.C. with organizations to make sure that that transmission grid is in place as we get more capacity. Is that correct?
Right. We're talking with people in the industry, in the wind industry, in the transmission industry, in the utility industries, the environmental communities, in the agricultural sector, you know, in all of those, in the economic development sectors, all of those stakeholders in this energy issue. And so we're hoping to really lay out that vision. And I think that also goes hand in hand with the renewable energy standard that Congress is going to be talking about over the coming year. Looking at if we're going to get a lot more power from our renewable energy resources here in the United States, we're going to have a grid that can support that. So all of those people are stakeholders. Everybody has something to gain from putting this in place. But we've got a lot of discussions to go.
Well, great. If people want more information, where can they go?
They should go to www.awea.org.
Great. Well, this has been Joanna Schrader with Susan Sloan reporting for Commodity Classic.